Members of the committee and members of the people in the audience, we are going to call the Appropriations Subcommittee on Education to order. Joanne, could you please call the roll?
Madam Chair?
Here.
Vice Chair Diaz?
Here.
Senator Banksley?
Here.
Senator Book?
Here.
Senator Flores?
Here.
Senator Mofford?
Here.
Senator Pizzo?
Here.
Senator Simmons? Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And if you could please silence your electronic devices, being this is the first committee of the morning, we maybe should all check. And then anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. If you should like to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We are going to, I know we've had the two-block committee meeting. What we are planning to do is discuss the budget today, and we'll be handling the bills tomorrow. So for any of you who are here with regards to a bill that you're wanting to speak, we'll be talking about the bills tomorrow. So senators, today before you is the Appropriations Subcommittee as the proposed budget for the fiscal year 2020 and 2021. I want to thank President Galvano and Chair Bradley for their support of education in Florida. And I'd also like to thank each of you for your input over the past couple of months. After we finish our meeting today, we'll be prepared to forward our budget proposal to the full Appropriations Committee. You should have the following documents in your packet. Tab 6A is the summary of the FEFP calculations. Tab 6B is the pre-K-12 detailed budget spreadsheets. And Tab 6C is the higher education detailed budget spreadsheet. My plan today is to highlight the major funding issues in our proposed education budget. The total appropriations for education, excluding local funds, is $23.2 billion. Some overall highlights for the pre-K-12 education and the FEFP is the proposed budget provides for $22.6 billion for public schools, representing $762.8 million increase over the current year. The proposed FEFP increases the total funds per FTE by $181, or 2.37%. The proposal also provides for a $40 increase in the FEFP BSA. Regarding specific increases within the FEFP, the proposed FEFP provides $325 million increase in flexible funds that districts can use to help meet their specific funding needs, and it has a $500 million for the new teacher salary increase allocation. That was established pursuant to SB 62 and the implementing bill, which we'll be discussing tomorrow. There's $25 million increase for the mental health assistance allocation to further support school districts and charter school efforts to address youth mental health issues in schools. Lastly, the proposed FEFP maintains a $52.1 million increase for funding compression allocation, which provides supplemental funding to school districts whose total funds per student are less than the statewide average. And before moving out of the pre-K-12 funding issues, I wanted to provide more detail on the new salary increase allocation in the FEFP. Specifically, the allocation allocates funds based on each district's share of the total base funds, requires districts to use 80% of their total allocation to increase the minimum classroom teacher salaries towards the governor's stated goal of 47.5, with the intent that this goal would be met statewide over the next several years. It authorizes districts, if the 47.5 goal is reached within the 80% and the minimum salary for the district is increased by at least 5%, to spend any remaining funds from that portion of the allocation on other teachers' instructional personnel and salary increases. Lastly, it authorizes districts to spend 20% of their total allocation on other teachers and instructional personnel, more of your veteran teachers, then gives them a salary increase pursuant to the local discretion. In addition to the increase in the FEFP funding, the proposed budget provides additional funds for other key K-12 issues. Specifically, the proposal provides $1.7 million to fund an estimated increase in the number of students that are participating in the VPK program, $2.8 million in additional funds for the Community Schools Grant Program, $40 million reduction in the recurring base funds for the Schools of Hope program, $42 million in additional funds for the Gardner Scholarships, and $42 million for the school hardening grants. So that concludes the pre-K-12 issue of the budget. Were there any questions? Okay, we'll move into the proposed higher education budget. Beginning with the Florida College System, the proposed budget provides $30 million increase in operating funds for the colleges, which is allocated through the college system's new tier funding model and maintains the $30 million in performance incentive funds to reward colleges for student achievement and outcomes. For student financial aid, the proposed budget funds workload increases for the Bright Future Scholarship Program, the Benequisto Scholarship Program, and the Children and Spouses of Deceased Disabled Veterans Program. And finally, the State University and Private Colleges, the budget provides $80 million to support the Board of Governors Pillars of Excellence request, and it funds ease and able workload at the current per student award of $2,841 per student. So that concludes the highlights of the proposed education budget. Does anyone have any questions now that you've heard it all? Okay, then. I think everyone's still asleep. So Senator Diaz moves that we allow the staff to make technical corrections and adjustments. Without objection, we will show that motion adopted. And Senator Mumford moves to accept the Appropriations Subcommittee on Education's recommended budget, proviso language and implementing bill provisions, and to forward those recommendations to the full Appropriations Committee. Without objection, we will show that adopted. Do we have any people who want to talk about the budget? Wow, I assumed that we would have questions, so I was allowing time, but that's okay. We will move it. We will call it, without further business before us, we will call this meeting adjourned, and then tomorrow we'll be back bright and early to discuss the bills. Thank you.